This is the SML Podcast.
I live directly halfway between the Air Force Base and the airport, so there's always aircraft.
You're an aircraft. What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And Pappy's here again.
And I'm listening to background noise.
Oh, yeah. They're my fiance, bass player, and cousin are all playing poker.
Cool.
I don't know if
no
that came
one
through.
Else heard that.
Yeah.
So... 92
numbers.
Think so?
I don't know.
Small.
I stopped counting ages ago.
Pappy's here again.
I noticed.
Hi guys, how's it going?
We have a lot to talk about. Actually,
we do. Obviously, the big news right off the bat: still no PlayStation Plus version of Drive Club.
God damn it, Joe!
So how long has it been pushed back now? We're pushing on a year now.
Well, it was supposed to be a launch title.
So, yeah, a year.
Chris nearly took out my phone.
I know, I'm sorry.
Nice. He doesn't know how to leg cross.
I don't know how to leg.
Yeah, Drive Club was supposed to be a launch game for the PS4, and then it got bumped to launch window, and then it got bumped to fall of 2014. And the actual game is out, but the PlayStation Plus version isn't. And it was...
So... Even though they've got the full version available, you still don't have the full version available.
Well, the PlayStation Plus version was never going to be the full game. Originally started that it was going to be pretty much the full game, but minus a few cars and tracks. And then as it progressed, it was like, oh, well, instead of being the full game minus a handful of cars and tracks, it's going to be about a fifth of the game.
I can barely hear you.
Yeah. I just motioned for them to try and keep it down.
Don't you have multiple rooms?
Nope. My apartment is one room.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, nice. Nice.
That's what happens.
But yeah, it went from being the majority of the game to like a fifth of the game. And now that the full game is out and the servers are absolute garbage, they decided not to give the PlayStation Plus version at all. Yet.
Better safe than sorry, I guess.
Yeah. Allegedly. So their way of making it up to everyone is to give us Mortal Kombat, or no, Injustice next month for free.
Okay, I guess that'll work.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a tool. Well,
didn't we say that was a double A title?
Yeah, I still think it's single A.
One A, that's all you get.
C batteries.
It's
a B plus player.
B plus battery.
Yes.
Player game.
But thing. In non Drive Club news, Chris has some special announcement to make.
Yeah. I got an Xbox One.
So how did you accomplish this feat from last week being like, oh, I'm never gonna get one, to this week being
I said I was close.
Okay, so how did this magic happen?
Trade everything that I could possibly think of without getting rid of the big stuff. So like controllers, some games. I got rid of my copy of GTA because I'm like, well, I'll just pick up the next gen version of it, like when I've got some extra scratch.
Yeah.
Just trade it in Rule of Rose, you know.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that.
I don't think they take PS2 games
they
anymore.
They don't. Yeah, because I was actually surprised. I had a couple I had a couple of PlayStation controllers that were broken that I had to fix, and I just made them look like they were fixed.
Oh, God.
It's got all the buttons. There you go. Good enough.
Yeah, and the control sticks like didn't stick anymore. Like it felt fine.
Yeah.
So I traded those in, and those gave me like $12 a pop. So it's like, yeah.
Lord knows GameStop doesn't actually test anything they get traded in.
Hey, you know
I
what?
They were supposed to.
They test the systems.
Yeah, but not controllers and accessories.
Nope. Because they just go, oh, if it doesn't work, just bring it back and we'll give you another one.
Yeah.
So anybody that picks up PlayStation 3 controllers, some of them work.
Mostly.
Mostly.
Kind of. A little bit.
Yeah. So whatever. It's their fault.
So how's your Xbox?
It's fun. I'm only really playing a couple games because I only have a couple games for it. Namely, Unity since Tuesday, which we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Oh,
that will be got to.
Yeah, that will be got to. I've been playing that because that's like pretty much the most AAA-ish game that I have, I guess.
Well, you have Black Flag as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just figured I you know
Black
that I'm a
Flag.
All right. You know that I'm a sucker for customization.
Yeah.
The fact that there's customization in Unity made me want to play Unity.
There's not much customization.
There is, though. There is.
With the outfits?
And the weapons and all the armors. And yeah, like...
That's just equipment.
Well, that's still customization.
Okay.
Technically.
Okay.
So I wanted to do that because, you know, I wanted to tailor it more to how I want to play and, you know, and all that stuff. But I'll get to Black Flag eventually.
Yeah.
Diablo.
Oh,
shocker.
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 Total shocker.
I had my first level 70 in, like, I don't know, like 5 hours of gameplay.
Jesus.
I think.
Jeez. I'm still not 70 yet.
Well, see, the funny thing is I would normally be able to do it faster. But I literally had to start from square one. So it took
you
a little
thing.
I didn't have a good ruby to put in a helm. I didn't have a hellfire ring. So yeah,
poor
man,
baby.
The struggle was real, huh?
It is.
Poor baby.
So yeah, so I'm working on that. I hit a goblin rift today, so I'm up to like 16, 17 million gold again. So
damn. I still haven't gotten a goblin rift.
Really?
Yeah.
I did a Nephilim Rift yesterday. That was...
Yeah, Nephilim Rifts. Like, right now, basically what I'm going to be doing is I'm grinding on my my Barbarian just to gear him up. And then I'm going to do some Rifts to gear him up, essentially. So right now I'm doing Act 1 bounties just by the off chance that I get a Ring of Royal Grandeur.
A what? A Ring of Royal Raver?
Ring of Royal Grandeur. In the Herodric caches, when you complete them, each act that you complete them in, there's certain legendaries that can only drop from Herodric caches from certain acts. Okay? In Act 1, there's a ring that will drop, that can drop, I should say. There's a ring that can drop called the Ring of Royal Grandeur. The legendary affix is all of your set items, you can... require one less item for the bonuses.
Ooh.
So it's super OP. So it's like it's absolutely necessary to pick up for like your main characters. So basically I've been doing Act 1 bounties like crazy just so I can gain some rift fragments, so I stock up on those, possibly get a ring, and then I'm going to work on doing the key wardens. So I'm going to kill all the key wardens so I can get the keys so I can open up the Ubers, kill the Uber bosses so I can get the organs to make the Hellfire Ring, which Hellfire Ring is this super overpowered ring that has no level requirement, so you could use it at level 1. It automatically gives you like an extra, I think that defaults to like 20-some percent experience.
Jesus.
Like 20, like... Average is about like 26, 27, I think. So percent experience. It has a chance to launch a giant fireball that does a shit ton of damage.
Damn.
Like it's just really, really good for leveling up alternate characters. It's amazing. So I'm going to work on that. And then once I do that, I'll level up all my 70s on normal and then I'll work
on
hardcore.
I feel like you've turned a video game into science.
He did.
Yeah. Well, the thing is Diablo is one of those games, like I said before, you get out of it what you put into it. So if you want to like really go hardcore into it and get like all stat crazy and optimization and all that kind of stuff, you can do that. But if you want to just hop in and play like Joe plays and just like, you know, just want to kill shit and have fun with it, you can do that too.
Yeah. So,
Pappy, like we play, like normal people.
So Pappy
play.
And I play a game, you live it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It is not a game to you.
I mean,
it is
I guess
a
that explains, you know, you get out of what you put into it, because I put my dick into it and I got herpes. So,
well.
No, you've had that.
Yes.
That's, you know.
Yeah, it might just be my Xbox.
He got double herpes.
Oh, snap.
Double herpes. Because I was gaming with Joe at the time.
Yes.
Oh, snap. So I've been playing that. I downloaded the season one characters for Killer Instinct because obviously.
Yeah.
And I've been playing that a lot. And just the other day, I borrowed the Madden 25 for it just because my bass player actually bought me an extra controller because he came over and he was like, oh, I want to play this too. And I'm like, oh, I only have one controller. So he's like, oh, how much is a controller? I'm like, oh, they're like $65. He's like, let's go to Best Buy and get one. So we went and picked up an extra controller.
That's cool.
And he really likes like Madden and NBA and stuff like that. So I'm gonna pick up some sports games so we can play when he comes
you
over.
You should
so.
Just grab EA Access.
Yeah, I will say about
before. I don't.
Before we move on too far.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, thank you. I'll say about Diablo is you know, as skeptical and resistant as I was, as Joe can attest to, it's a fun game for just killing anywhere from 5 minutes to 2 hours. You don't have to care about plot, cutscenes, goals. You just go. I feel like playing. Like it's not my go-to. I want a game, but I don't know what I want to play. Diablo is that go-to now, where I don't know how long I feel like playing. I don't know what I want to do. I just want to kill some time. I put that game in.
That is exactly the reason that I traded Diablo in and just got it digital.
And that's eventually what I'm going to do, but for now, I got a disc version because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
So I'm obviously going to get a digital version so I could just hop in, play it for a little while, and then hop out when I want. Because that is exactly like a console version of Diablo. That's exactly what I want from it. So I could
Plus
just like
you don't have any other disc games right now to worry about swapping.
That also.
No. Well,
Shadow
Madden,
of Mordor is going to be $25 on Black Friday.
At Black Friday.
I've been playing so much Shadows of Mordor this past week.
I want
I'm
it really
so
bad.
Bad at it, but it is a fun game.
It's one of those things where you'll suck at it and you'll get murdered until something just clicks.
And then
you're blocking everything and murdering things and then you're earning power. And the great thing about the game is even when you die, it gives you experience to help you along.
That's cool. That's definitely like as far as anything that I'm going to be picking up for the holiday season for myself, Shadows of Mordor is going to be it. Because fucking $25. Yeah. I wanted that game. That was one of the main reasons why I wanted the system.
Yeah.
So Shadows of Mordor is definitely 100% picking that up. I was thinking about Forza because Forza is also going to be $25. And
which
it's
Forza?
The cool edition. Like the
Forza 5 or Forza Horizon?
Not Horizon, 2? The 5.
Oh, so.
So that's why I was debating on it because I really want Horizon. And I feel like I'm going to play that more.
If you're looking for Forza 5, just like go on eBay and look.
Okay.
Because you'll probably find it cheaper, and it might not be the Super Edition, but the Super Edition doesn't have much extra in it.
Okay. Well, I mean, the only reason why I'm like on the fence about it is because, like I said, I feel like I want to pick up Horizon 2 more because I feel like I'm going to play it more.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm kind of hesitant on that one.
But if you can find it cheap, why not?
But I think Best Buy for Black Friday is doing the Apocalypse edition of
Dead Rising. Nice.
So that's why I'm thinking about possibly picking that up instead.
For 25?
Might be.
Or like 30?
Might be 30. Yeah, it might be somewhere in that ballpark.
I honestly haven't followed Black Friday sales at all because I don't really need anything.
Yeah, right.
The one thing I paid attention to is Target is going to have Assassin's Creed Rogue, the 360 and PS3 one, for $35.
That's
baller. I have my eyes on that.
Yeah, I mean, I've only looked at a couple things so far, mainly just because I'm really not going to have too much money to pick up stuff anyway. So literally the only thing that I might pick up on Black Friday is Shadows of Mordor. The other stuff I could just get whenever.
Black Friday is my Christmas shopping day. You know, that's where I go, okay, I have no idea what to get these people left. Black Friday, Amazon, Best Buy. I usually just end up going digital with a lot of people.
Yep. You wander. See, the thing is I know that Black Friday is this huge, like, you know, there's a lot of people that hate it and there's a lot of people that love it. For me, I'm okay with it. I've worked a lot of Black Fridays because I've worked a lot of retail. I didn't mind them that much. My cousin and I used to go out Black Friday when we were like 12, 13 with our aunt. And we'd hit up like the Kmarts and Walmarts and the mall and all that kind
of
shit.
Yeah, just don't be a dick, you know?
Right. My whole thing is, you have
an all right time.
Right. My whole thing is with the amount of money that you can actually save going Black Friday, if you do it properly. Yeah. Because
you know what?
Go ahead.
My big one last year was Amazon was selling the Blu-ray DVD digital combo pack of Pacific Rim for $8.
Yeah,
I bought four copies, one for me, one for my brother, one for, you know, Steph. And then I don't even remember what I did with the third one. But it was like, yeah, dude, $8 for a movie. I know anyone I give it to is going to enjoy.
Right.
Done.
Right. And that's even like last year, I think I bought the PC version of Diablo 3 was like $15 or something like that, like $15, $20 at like a Walmart. And I picked up one or two copies. I gave one to my brother-in-law and
yeah.
Yeah, I love your ability to somehow steer conversations back to Diablo.
But but for real, I mean, like, there's those things that you can kind of pick up and just be like if you're wandering around, you'd be like, I don't know what to get this person. Then you see something that's like a stupid deal, and you go, oh, actually, they would probably appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I'm not completely against, you know, just wandering around Black Friday and seeing what's out there. So,
quick little side note. The cheapest on eBay, Forza 5 download code, $22.
That's not too bad.
And you get the game downloaded, no discs, nothing to dick around with.
Yeah.
You get punched in the dick.
But speaking of cheap things, I will once again go back to EA Access.
Right. So
it is absolutely worth whether you want to try it for $5 for a month or if you want to pick up a year for 30, it is absolutely worth it because
a year for 30 is really not that bad
because in whatever it would cost to pick up Madden, I'm sure it's like 20-30 bucks still.
25
somewhere around there probably.
No, Madden 25 or the new one?
25.
Okay. Yeah. We sell them for like, I don't know, like 18, 20 something.
Yeah, like $20. So for an extra 10, you get Madden plus FIFA plus Battlefield plus Garden Warfare plus Need for Speed Rivals.
Is that for the whole year or do they get swapped out?
For the whole year.
Hmm.
And the rumors are the next game that's going to enter the vault is UFC, which wouldn't surprise me. Because right before Need for Speed joined the vault, they had it on sale for the weekend for like $17 or something. And I'm sitting there the whole weekend thinking, man, that's a cheap price. Should I grab it? Should I wait? Should I get it? I missed the sale because I forgot I was going to pick it up. Uh-huh. 2 days later, it's in the vault for free.
Hmm.
And UFC's on sale right now. So a lot of people think that might be next.
All right. So explain to me. I know we've gone over the EA Access thing before. So what exactly is the EA Access?
EA Access is pretty much a game collection, kind of like PlayStation Plus or Xbox Live Gold, games with gold, where so far every month they've added a new game to the vault.
Every month?
So far, yeah. We're going to see whether or not they add something this month, if it's UFC or if they wait until December.
Around Christmas, okay.
Because there's obviously not that many EA games available yet.
Right.
But you pay $5 for the month or $25 for the year, and you get access to all of those games in the vault while you're a subscriber.
Hmm.
If your subscription runs out, you lose access to the games.
Right. But even still, for a year, I mean, you probably don't want to play those games past the year anyway.
Yeah. I did it. Pretty much I traded in Battlefield,
uh-huh.
And that was enough to get.
Oh, well, yeah. I wouldn't mind trying.
You can't use your Microsoft account money.
Fuck.
I don't think anywhere sells codes for it.
Okay.
But I'm sure you could just get a prepaid card and use that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm assuming it's set to auto-renew.
I think so.
Can you change that?
I'm pretty sure you can.
I would hope so.
But not only do you get those games while you're a subscriber, you also get all the new games that have been coming out, they've been having 6-hour trials. Full game. You get achievements and everything. You get to play the game for 6 hours.
I saw something about that for Inquisition.
Yeah, that just came out today.
Okay.
So earlier today, I played Dragon Age Inquisition.
How is it? See, I've never played any of the Dragon Age games, so I don't
so
know.
So good.
Maybe, I don't know. That might be worth grabbing, too.
Because if you have EA Access, you get to try the game for 6 hours for free. It's just included. Hmm. It's a 6-hour free rental, pretty much.
Huh.
When the game comes out on Tuesday and I get the whole thing, I will literally not talk to any of you for a week.
It's worth dropping the $5 for the month just to play it early.
No, because I would burn through my 6 hours tomorrow and then just go through withdrawal for 4 days. I'm waiting till Tuesday.
Yeah, I've been pacing myself.
That is one of my favorite game series, and everything I hear about the third one, I will not be disappointed.
No, you won't. It's really, really good so far. I've been pacing myself so that I don't blaze
burn
through
it.
The 6 hours.
Yeah. I'll have to take a look at it then. That's not EA. All right, never mind.
And then not only do you get the trials to the games, but if you like it, you get 10% off EA games. Most. I don't think Titanfall qualifies.
I don't think Titanfall lived up to my expectations.
I don't think it lived up to anyone's expectations, but
no,
I think it's
hyped.
Better than some of the other stuff that's come out. Like, I could still, like, if someone wanted to play Titanfall, I have no problem going back to it. If someone wanted to play Destiny, nah, I'm good.
Destiny is so far my biggest waste of money.
Yeah. I think Watch Dogs might be for me.
Yeah, I just don't feel like if you play the original one, the new Xbox One release didn't strike me as enough for $60.
Of what?
Just game.
No, what game?
Like, it was...
What new one?
Watch Dogs. I'm sorry. I was thinking Sleeping Dogs. My bad.
Well, Sleeping Dogs was just a re-release.
Yeah. But it was a full price re-release, and that's where I was like...
Square Enix is greedy.
Well, it's that, but there was a decent amount of DLC for that, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but despite being an open-world game, it just felt so damn linear. Like, once you get to a certain point, you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to beat the game and never play it again.
Really?
I kind of felt like that.
Yeah.
I loved the game. I loved playing through it.
But after about 20 hours, it's like, these side missions are exactly the same. There's no humor. It's too serious. And, you know, Emma Stone isn't here anymore, so I just don't care.
Then again, a lot of games after 20 hours are like, yeah, let's just get this over with.
Yeah, kind of.
It was like when Pappy and I were playing Act 5 of Diablo. We were just like,
oh God, yeah.
All right, this just needs to end already.
Act 5 was really good. The levels
area?
Are so fucking big.
Yeah, that was our problem. Like, that fucking swamp area.
So anyhow,
area.
Let's talk about the Halo Master Chief Edition.
Yeah,
I want to, but I can't.
He didn't play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, neither did I.
I guess the chat about Master Chief Collection is that the servers haven't been that great.
Okay.
Launched to
the usual day one server problems. Yeah, we weren't even trying to play online. We were just trying to play a co-op campaign.
That's still online.
Well,
yeah, but I'm saying it's just
but it's not like it's not matchmaking. It's not like
After half an hour, we just gave up and played more Diablo.
We did. Yeah, we tried getting the game going. He tried starting. I tried starting. Just nothing.
I will say, just dicking around on it. It's gorgeous. It's great to have all four games in one disc. And I'm a Halo fan, you know. One of my guys tried to give me shit for it today when I mentioned I'd bought it, and I'm like, listen here. 12 years
ago,
we'd hook up Xboxes to projector screens and play 4-on-4 on the walls of someone's house back in Okinawa. Like, that was my introduction to Halo, and it's been fun ever since. It's the only multiplayer or online multiplayer FPS that doesn't make me want to stab my eyes out or someone else after a couple hours, you know. And then when they brought in Griffball, like, it's just ridiculous. And yeah, I know, you know, Joe will definitely attest, sometimes you get those matches where the other team is just kind of douchey, but you just jump onto another one, and there's a lot less douches than there are in Battlefield and Call of Duty.
True. True.
Hmm.
But man, those bad games in Halo. Oh God. That's why I'm bald.
Yeah, they make
right
up. Yeah, but you know what?
You're gonna have those bad games in any game that you're gonna play online.
Yeah, but that's why I'm bald right now, because of Halo multiplayer.
Really?
Yeah, there are less bad games in Halo multiplayer, but when they're bad, they are just you just feel like running into bullets to end it faster.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then every now and then you'll just get that game where everything clicks. And that's usually the one where we lose because I was the top scorer.
Yeah, all of a sudden Joe has 25 kills and we're like, what universe is this?
Like, I don't know what's happening. I'm scared.
Off air, before we started, I mentioned to Joe, I don't think we had you on the phone yet. I mentioned to Joe that, I mean, I want a shooter, obviously, but I'm hesitant and I'm torn between picking up Halo or picking up the new Call of Duty.
And now I immediately said Halo.
Now,
Halo is four games. Call of Duty is one masturbation
four
session.
Games and 100 maps in multiplayer.
Right. Yeah. But I just never
let
really
me repeat
like,
that.
I understand.
Four campaigns and 100 multiplayer maps.
How? I mean, like, but I never really played any of the Halos. Like, I've played them.
Now you can play them all.
I've played them. Yeah. Like, I've played some of them in breaks, but I've never, like, sat down and really played a Halo. Okay. I think the only one I did was Reach.
Here's one thing to push you is that with Halo, you can play with me and Joe, and you can get a pleasant experience with people who really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's just we're there to have fun and turn on Grunt Birthday Party.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
And even if you play online multiplayer with us, there's none of that, what the fuck, you noob? It's, oh, you died 15 times? We're just going to make fun of you a little bit and move on. You know? That's why I gave up on Call of Duty. Online just stopped being fun. If you want to play Call of Duty, borrow Joe's, play the freaking story, and hop online a little bit, and then go to Halo.
Oh, speaking of Call of Duty, you asked me about the co-op mode, and I didn't know what it was yet. I finally played it. It's Horde mode, pretty much.
See, I like
that. But it's ridiculously hard.
But I like that.
But it's ridiculously hard.
The one thing that I actually really liked, and it was that, like, because I played Black Ops, and obviously you had the zombies, but I played Modern Warfare 3. I picked it up for a little while, and the only thing I liked about it was there was a co-op, like, Horde mode kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Like, that was the one thing that I really liked about that game. Everything else I fucking hated. I thought it was the worst thing ever.
Then don't buy it for one mode.
But, like, that's one a game in and of that, itself to me, though.
Oh, then wait for the Gears of War collection that's inevitably coming.
Yeah.
See, I hate
Gears of War.
Here's
the one thing that with the new Call of Duty, it just incensed me to the point where I just can't support that.
You
got to
watch your placatives.
Oh, that's right, yeah. It ticked me the fuck off. Since Modern Warfare 1, they did the whole where your guy gets shot down and you're dying of radiation poisoning and you're moving around. And it was pretty brutal because, you know, you got to know the character a little bit. The second one, they went a little overboard. The third one was just retarded. And so in this one, I saw the cutscene where you're at a funeral and you literally, like, press X to pay respects.
Yeah, that's
and
been a running
as
gag.
Someone who spent 4 months of my life as fucking the guy who had to attend military funerals and give the flag and say the words to the next of kin and put people in the ground. That is the most fucking callous thing in the world, to just throw that into a video game. Like, I don't have a whole lot of lines. For me, video games are video games. You know, they're just a fantasy world. But you're trivializing the death of a fucking of a volunteer.
The thing is, like, have you seen the full scene?
I couldn't. I got so angry in the first 10 seconds.
They don't really trivialize it at all. It's just they shouldn't have put the words press X to pay respects.
Yeah. No, if you wanted to make it a cutscene, like, hey, you're at someone's funeral
if it just said press X.
Or if it just had the X on the coffin and that you had to push it and then you put your hand on it and walk away. I think that would have been fine. I think their mistake was just putting the text. I don't think it's fair to write off. Look at me defending Call of Duty. What the fuck is happening?
Right? What the,
I don't think it's fair to write it off by one bad decision they made. Because
well,
when I
to me this is the culmination, you know, this is the culmination of bad decisions. Like in 3, when you walk around as a British citizen waiting for the fucking A-bomb to go off. Like, this is a series of them trying to one-up themselves and moving from ridiculousness into potentially insulting territory.
I don't think they were trying to one-up anything, though. I think it was just they put the, you know, your buddy dies in the intro or the opening level, and you're at his funeral, and it leads to you working with his father.
Yeah, no, and there are ways to do it well, but I'm with you. Like, putting the press X in there was where I drew the line. If it was just a cutscene, or like you said, even if the X was just a subtle little QTE up in the corner or something, that'd be one thing. But I can't get over it. It just ticks me off. And I understand it's life experience, you know. For me, I had to give a flag to a fucking, you know, an old woman who was crying about how she wanted to join her husband. I had to give the flag to a woman who lost her husband and her daughter at the same time. You know, it to me, that kind of shit is inexcusable, but it's from personal experience.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm just saying, like, they're not making light of the situation.
Yeah.
Like, all these people are laughing at it, and it's a dumb thing to have in the game, but it's not like the developers are trying to make light of a funeral.
I'm with you. It's honestly a
respect thing in the game. It's just a poor choice of how they went about doing it.
Yeah.
But I really don't think it's fair to completely write off the game over that 1 5-second moment.
Right. That was just, it's
well,
an,
I'm
it
also
was a
writing
slight
it off
oversight,
because of Black Ops 2.
Yeah, that's completely fair to do.
See, the funny thing is, Black Ops 2 is actually one of the most popular Call of Duty games. Like,
you could
I don't
say
know
I'm
why.
Writing it off because it's another Call of Duty.
Right.
But
the crazy thing is like working at the video game stores and stuff like that, like 9 times out of 10, if someone's calling me up and asking about Call of Duty, they're always asking about Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say like 80% of the time.
Well, I know most people online claim Black Ops 2 is probably one of the best. Although a lot of people are ranking Advanced Warfare up there.
See, that's why I'm like, I'm so curious about wanting to play it.
Then borrow it. I wouldn't if, like, you need to pick and choose which games you pick up.
Right.
I wouldn't pick up Call of Duty.
Okay.
Like, I would wait for something you really, really want.
Okay. Like Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah. Or Halo, because you get to play with Pappy and I.
And it's a lot of games. Yeah, that's a lot of games.
It is. The three of us wouldn't be able to play Halos 1 and 2 together.
But we could do 3 and 4.
3 and 4. Plus the online multi.
Right. Which maybe, like, me and you could do 1 and 2 or something.
Yeah. Or you and Pappy. Or
whoever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Dicks.
Yeah.
Poop.
Poopity poop.
But yeah, so slightly going back.
So yeah, EA
that's the
access.
Games. Yeah, that's the games. That's the games that I've got for my system right now. Obviously, I have the ones that came with Games for Gold for this month. I haven't played them yet, but I downloaded them just so I have them. Now,
Vulgar is brutal.
Joe, let me ask you this. In
North Carolina,
Next question. Okay. In two nights, I have filled up 25% of my hard drive.
Okay.
I noticed that there's a port on the side. It's anything USB 3.0?
Yes.
And it will register up to 4 gigs?
Or 4 terabytes? As far as I know, there's no upper limit.
I thought there was an upper limit of like 4 terabytes.
No, there's a bottom limit. It's got to be higher than 256, or it's got to be 256 gig or higher.
Oh,
I believe.
Okay,
but from what people know, there's no upper limit yet.
You have multiple hard drives?
You can have two.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm not sure what kind of restrictions there are on power. Whether you need like the Y splitter or something that plugs into two slots to power it. My 4 terabyte is external power.
Okay.
So you might need to look more into it. Like if you could just have a, like what the one that you have, the 1 terabyte.
It's not 1 terabyte. It's only like six something, like 600 gigs.
It might be like a 750 or something. That's just one.
It's USB. It's USB powered.
You could plug it in and try it.
Well, yeah, but that has my Wii games on it, so.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I know the Wii U. It needs to be external powered, or it needs to be something with the two USB ports, one for power, one for data.
Interesting.
Okay. I'm not sure how the Xbox One works.
How much did you pick up that hard drive for?
The 4 terabyte.
Yeah,
I think it was like 110 or 120.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
And I grabbed it at Best Buy.
Was it like on sale or?
I don't remember.
Because that honestly, like if I had extra money, I would look Black Friday for a hard drive for myself.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's going to be the thing that I'm going to need like soon.
Depends yeah, that's on how what many I'm doing. I'm already up. At 75%.
Well, the other thing is too is I don't want to overwork the system. I mean, I know it's not an actual hard drive in there. It's all solid state, right?
No, I think it's a hard drive.
See, I don't want to work that hard drive too much.
I don't know.
I would assume it would be solid state.
No, I would think a 500 gig solid state drive would be significantly pricey. Because I know the PlayStation 4.
Well, I'm sorry, not
actual hard drive.
Not solid state, but like. Oh, yeah, no, all right. No, I understand what you're saying. I get it.
I think we lost Pappy.
Yeah, I believe so. But yeah, I feel like I'm going to end up filling that up a lot quicker, especially with the Games for Gold. Because every single month, I'm going to end up downloading more games.
You there?
And I just think it's going to...
Why am I not hosting?
I don't know.
I just think I'm going to end up filling it up really quick with the Games for Gold, so...
Well, a lot of the games with gold haven't been huge games.
But it all starts to add up real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Vulgar,
that's why
the Viking
I play them, hate them, and then
400
delete them.
Meg.
Oh, okay.
I think Chariot was maybe a gig.
Mm-hmm.
I know Crimson Dragon was like 6-something, but...
Yeah. Well, I didn't get that one, so...
Yeah.
What
yeah,
else?
You're not missing out much.
That's fine. Okay. Well, now, going back to... There's the one game that I have been playing that's the AAA title
is
Assassin's Creed
Unity.
So, you know, obviously we mentioned it before, but now let's talk about it.
Have you played Unity at all, Pappy?
No, I'm going to use this opportunity to go urinate and then go get myself a Coke Zero because I have nothing to contribute.
Okay. Fuck off.
Yay.
So, Ass Creed. Or as I think I'm going to name this one, Assassin's Greed.
Assassin's Greed.
Yes.
I
give your thoughts first because I don't want to taint your thoughts.
Okay. Well, all right. So
you haven't played Black Flag much, have you?
I have not.
Like, how much did you play of Black Flag? Because I saw you had an achievement from it.
I played up until you meet the other two dudes or the other three dudes and you get your ring.
So you just did like the prologue stuff?
Pretty much.
All right. So
nothing crazy.
All right. So you can't really compare the two.
I can't. Okay. Now I will say this. I got to the point where I can open up the map.
All right.
And I open up the map and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, so that was,
did you steer the ship? I forget.
A little bit. Yeah.
All right. Did you drive to the first
yeah.
port?
Okay. Yeah.
So you kind of have an idea how huge that game is.
Yeah.
All right.
So
since you haven't played much Black Flag, you're pretty much giving your Unity thoughts.
I'm giving my Unity thoughts in comparison to the only other thing that I can compare it to is Brotherhood.
Okay.
Because Brotherhood I played from
Which
start to finish.
I've never played.
I liked Brotherhood a lot. So now I'm comparing this one to Brotherhood.
Okay.
With that being said, right now... Currently, I'm enjoying the game. It's fucking huge. Like, the map's really big.
Yeah.
The crowds are extremely dense. Like, there's a lot of pedestrians.
There are.
Which is kind of over... Like, the first time I was walking through, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, there's so many people.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a lot of pedestrians. Again, I'm a sucker for customization, so the customization's cool for me. Like the fact that I could do different weapons, and it's not just aesthetics and damage. It also changes like your play style. So yeah. That alone was really interesting to me, because being able to use a mace and just knock people the fuck out with it is awesome. And then even like the miniature like skill tree kind of stuff, where you're spending points to do different. To have different skills and have different, you know, assets within that. I like that too, because you could prioritize, well, I want to play like this more, so I'm going to do that first and then I'll do that. And then, you know what I mean? I know a lot of people have been saying that there's a lot of issues. I did notice that it seemed choppier, like mm-hmm. visually. It's not that to me, it doesn't look bad. Now that's also because this is the only, other than Diablo and Black Flag, this is the only other game that I've seen on next gen on my TV.
Yeah.
So, and I've seen stuff over your house, and I've seen fucking crazy looking shit. So, I don't think it's a graphical hindrance on the console's part. I feel like this one just seems, without being super technical, it just seems like a little grittier. I guess it's just a little choppier, a little grittier.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem as smooth as some of the other stuff that I've seen. I don't really care for how some of the parkour works. It seems like slightly clunky in certain parts.
Okay.
Like I like where they're going with being able to have a more varied route, for your free running and stuff like that. But at the same time, like, I've had so many instances in this game where I'm just trying to, like, go around a corner and he's doing all this other shit that I don't want him to do. So it just seems like I'm having a hard time with the controls a little bit. And I remember in Brotherhood, like, I just go whatever the fuck I wanted to do. I was just like, boop, 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 just go. And I had no problems.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's just something that I'm doing wrong, but it just seems, you know, a little bit... like, that just seems a little clunky.
You're clunky.
Aside from that...
Oh, burn.
Aside from that, I like the character so far.
I think he looks like a dork. Like, I want to cut all his hair off.
Well, you have to realize it's France.
Yeah, everybody has British accents.
Yeah, which that kind of pisses me off. So, it's France, but I liked... Without giving too much away, I liked the progression of him like growing up and him showing off his attitude a little bit. But now I don't feel that same attitude, because now it's essentially like now he's become an assassin and
motherfucker got humbled.
Right. So it's just kind of like he's just like
piss pot.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do that. And blah, blah. So I hope that attitude comes back, because it made me like the character more. I liked the guy that essentially got him into it, that was calling him pisspot all the time, because I was just like, yeah, he's got a little bit of attitude to him too. So, overall, do I think it's going to be a game that I'm actually going to play through all the way? Probably not. Am I enjoying just exploring a bit? Yeah. Just because, like, there's a lot there. So I don't know. I mean, like, there's a lot to do in the game. So that's exciting for me. You're not the first person to tell me today that I should go back and play Black Flag.
Yes. Instead. You just gave your positive thoughts on Unity, and now I'm going to kind of shit all over the game.
Okay. All right.
I want to say off the bat, I don't hate the game. I'm actually enjoying it, and I'm having a good time, but the game is a hot mess.
Okay.
You said it seemed kind of choppy. The frame rate is dog shit. I'll just come out and blatantly say it. Like, I've had it drop to complete stutters on me already. I've had stuttering and choppiness in cutscenes.
Oh, I will say one more thing. There's one other shitty thing that I want to say about it before we continue.
Okay.
I think the thing that's actually made me not like it the most is the load times.
Oh my God, the loading in that game is so bad.
Because it's the only one that I've noticed so far where I'm like, damn, I feel like I'm on like fucking Dreamcast again. Like, Jesus Christ.
I actually go to your activity feed and look through the videos that I've posted. I recorded a clip that's just like 30 seconds
time?
Of loading, a loading bar going up.
Yeah.
And I called it Unity Excitement.
What will happen on the other end of the loading bar? Nobody knows.
Never.
Yeah, the loading times are pretty horrible. And there's actually a loading bug where if you have the one mission downloaded, it was either in the collector's edition or it was download from Uplay.
Okay.
That was in like the pre-order bonus crap that they had. If you have that mission downloaded and on your hard drive, the game will not load up. Like
that's
you'll
retarded.
Hit A on the start screen and it'll say, please wait.
It just stays there.
Yeah, it hangs. It just loads and loads. And I found out the hard way that you don't want to quit to the dashboard because it deleted my save file.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I guess because I shut the game down while it was loading. So it corrupted my save file. I had to start all over. Thankfully, I wasn't that far into the game. Like, I just escaped the dudes chasing me with the watch, and I got back to the house
very
beginning.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
I did a little bit of exploring and chests and stuff, but yeah. I easily made that back up. The second time I tried loading the game up, I read online about the issue. I just went into the files, deleted it, went back to the game, and it was already loaded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So... corrupt mission, shitty load times. They don't add up to play nice together.
What else?
They're getting a lot of shit online about the emphasis on microtransactions, which I can understand, like the shortcut kind of stuff, but they have some massively huge balls to put out a $60 game and have a microtransaction option in the game to spend $100 on in-game currency.
Jesus,
that's
fuck
fucked
balls.
Up. Yeah, they have stuff that you could pay $5, $10, $20, but they also this have is, $50 and $100 for the in-game currency.
This is Ubisoft, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
It's actually not even the in-game currency that you buy weapons and stuff. It's to unlock... the maps that show all the shit on the map, like all the collectibles and everything else. It's like a fourth currency in the game.
I was actually going to ask you too, the cock things, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
What the hell are they called?
Cock rings. Yeah.
I
think they're cock eyes or something.
Cockades or something.
I don't know.
I've been trying to find as many of them as I can so I can unlock the gray and black color for my guy. I keep like going over parts of the map that I've already got all the ones that are showing on my map, and it says that I'm missing them.
Like, but is there's the icon no icon still on the map?
No.
Then you got to keep looking.
So
like it might be from another viewpoint. Or the eagle vision, whatever.
I have them all. I did them all.
Wow. All of them?
All of them.
Wow. Then I don't know. They might unlock as you go further in the story. I don't know.
I guess.
Because I know a lot of those like wouldn't show up on the map until I pass them. Or it might be forcing you that if you really want them, you'll buy the shit.
I'm not going to buy dick. Yeah. See, and that's the thing. Like, now, my opinion on the microtransactions, if because I honestly didn't know that the microtransactions existed because I didn't even...
Neither did reviewers. Fun fact is that Ubisoft didn't have the microtransactions online when the review copies were out and people were reviewing it. So there was an option for a store... But when they went in there, there were no price points or packages or anything. And even when I played it at like 3 in the morning when it unlocked, there were no prices there.
Hmm.
So they hid that shit from reviewers.
Now, on top of that, on top of that, when it comes to the reviewers, is there was a, what do you call it?
An embargo where they couldn't post their reviews until noon of release day. So all those people who went to midnight launches kind of got fucked because they didn't know what they were getting into.
Yeah, and see, that's where it does suck. You know, as a reviewer, I would just be like, okay, I'm not going to review your game. I'm not going to support this kind of secrecy.
The thing is, a lot of sites out there, they need to do it because then they won't get any more Ubisoft games.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I kind of like films, because with the movie review, there's places where you just show credentials. Like, hey, I review for this website or this magazine in like New York and LA, and you just get to see it on Wednesday. And with the agreement that you don't post a review until the movie's out. But by movie's out, you can post a review at 6 a.m. Friday, and every single person can read your review before they go to the movie.
Unless they went to a midnight screening.
Even then, no, the Dumb and Dumber review is out now.
But you're saying that movies that
movie allow
you to...
till tonight.
But you were saying that movies, they'll be like, you can see it, but you can't post
the
review until
Friday. What I'm saying, though, is with movies, the studio doesn't have... The studio can either...
You're breaking up.
Let anyone review, have review screenings for critics. They don't have an in-between. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's probably catching up.
Probably.
Films can either screen for critics or not. They're not allowed to pick and choose and say, okay, well, New York Times can review it. This website can, but you can't. Like, it's either all or nothing. And I feel like the video game industry needs to jump on that and show a little more transparency.
I think the video game equivalent of the embargoes is not being screened for critics. Where they'll still allow the reviews, but you got to follow their rules.
Well, but still, like you said, though, is if someone gives them a bad review, then the game company can be like, well, you're not getting another one. That doesn't happen with movies. They don't pick and choose who can go pre-screen the film.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand what he's saying. Essentially,
if you have a shit game and someone says it's a shit game, then the company should just make a better game, not say, well, you can't review my game because you said it was shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's very stupid on behalf of the game companies.
Right.
Where they'll pull advertising from sites over a bad review.
Yep.
It's just petty bullshit.
That's why the majority of the times I don't even pay attention to reviews. Yeah. I really could give two fucks less.
I used to have one review site bookmarked, and I finally deleted the bookmark.
Because the way
and
that
I'm
I look
happy
at it
not knowing.
was that Destructoid?
Yeah,
I deleted them as well after the whole.
Yeah, because the last 3 months, every time I went there, I had a hard time sifting through what was news and what was an advertisement,
and what was trolling flamebait bullshit.
I never even got that far.
Right.
I was specifically looking for 360 or Xbox One reviews, and I couldn't tell what was what.
You wouldn't want to find one on there because they took any chance possible to shit all over the Xbox One.
Now, I will say this too. I don't bother with reviews mainly because I have enough people that I know, you know, on Facebook or in person or whatever, that I can just talk to people. I'd rather talk to people than people that are
doing... have a Joe Cam.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather talk to you. I'd rather talk to Pappy. I'd rather talk to, you know, the people that
I
come into...
I wouldn't want to talk to Pappy. Fuck that guy.
I'd rather talk to the people that come into the store, you know, and I know a lot of them have their heads up their asses, but at the same time, like, some of them make valid points. But I'd rather figure it out that way as opposed to going to an organized site where it's like, well, we got this review copy from this company and here's our review, mainly just because no matter how hard you try, there's always going to be that little bit of every single site that is going to find the good in whatever they possibly can just so that everything's not a total shitstorm, so they can kind of back themselves up and be like, well, we did say this about your game was good, so can't we have another game?
That's one of the big things I miss about Destructoid when Jim Sterling was their reviews editor. because he didn't fuck around with his reviews. If your game sucked, your game sucked, and he let you know your game sucked.
Yeah.
He wasn't afraid to dole out a 2 or a 3 for a shitty game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and I feel like nowadays people are, a lot of people are using the writer, journalist, editor for games as a springboard to other things like news or, or, you know.
Right.
Because it especially with, you know, all the bullshit circling this year, I feel like game journalists just don't, they got the shit end of the stick in every direction.
Oh, absolutely.
Why even
yeah.
bother? You know,
the funny thing is the whole Gamergate thing died down when Assassin's Creed Unity came out, and gamers and reviewers and critics all had a just one cause in common, and that was to shit all over Ubisoft for what they did.
So, I mean, so the big picture of everything.
I do have another massive gripe with Unity, and that is the collectibles. In Black Flag, there were a ton of collectibles, a ton of things to find, and a ton of things to do.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't need an app. You didn't need to register on a website and level up on a website to unlock special chests. You didn't have to play an app game to unlock other chests. There's how many different colored chests are in Unity? There was like 4 or 5 different colors for the chests.
Right. And now, and I didn't even know that the different colored chests were like ones that you couldn't open until you did other stuff in like the apps of the other games.
Yeah. So collectibles, you won't get them all if you don't have the app and if you don't have the website account and you're not leveling that up and you're not completing these puzzles on an app and all this other shit. And it's just, they're forcing you into all these other things. And the app itself, to get the most out of the app and to unlock extra character slots and everything else, you need to pay for the premium version, which it's only $2, so I can't shit over that too much. I've spent more money on shitty apps than the $2 for an Assassin's Creed one.
Okay.
But that has microtransactions as well. So microtransactions on top of other microtransactions just to unlock other shit in a game that's walled off. There's just too much of an emphasis on not playing the game.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I just think Black Flag compared to Unity is a much, much better game. It was a bigger world. There was a lot more to do, a lot more to explore. The sailing stuff, give or take, some people love it. I wasn't a huge fan of it. I would rather just...
This is what happens when you push out a game every year.
Yeah. They're
That's
making,
why I like the Halo thing, where it's every 2 to 3 years.
If that. It's been 12 years, and there's 4 games. Well, ODST.
Yeah, well, there's
and
also Reach.
ODST,
and that
Reach,
fucking
Wars.
I don't count Halo Wars.
Let's not talk
that
about Halo
completely,
Wars. They were side projects.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't even count Halo Wars.
Okay.
But I just think Ubisoft has dropped the ball majorly all year, really.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know, look at Watch Dogs, look at The Crew coming out. People are shitting all over The Crew like crazy.
Yeah.
Because, well...
What the hell was that?
Him farting.
Shitting.
Oh, my God.
The handling in a driving game...
It's the most important thing.
And the cars handle like trash in The Crew.
So they took the GTA style of car handling?
It's like you're just driving on ice the whole time.
Ew.
There's no way to really keep control of the car.
Wait. Ubisoft's in Canada, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's their real-life driving experience. They just don't know better.
Right. It's possible.
Well, they have studios all over the world. I don't know which studio is doing...
Don't shit on my joke, Joe.
I will.
It was a good. I like that joke. It was a good joke. Air 5. Mm. Air
this
Digital
Coke Zero
5.
Tastes like anger.
But there was a guy online trying to defend The Crew. He's like, it's not a racing game. It's an MMO with cars.
So it's a racing game.
So you have cars. When you have cars, the handling is important. I replied to the guy. I'm like, I don't care if it's a driving game, a role-playing game, an MMO. I don't even give a fuck if it's like a dating sim mixed with Cooking Mama. If the car is the main thing you use in the game, the handling is important. And if it sucks, the game sucks.
Yeah.
and they don't even know what America looks like. Seriously, look up the map from The Crew and tell me if that looks anything like America.
I've heard it is that hilarious. It's not even close.
Not at all.
America.
America.
But yeah, I'm legitimately worried for Far Cry next week.
Listen, you're worried about Far Cry? I'm worried about the fucking Division, dude.
Everybody's worried about the Division, but Far Cry is out in less than a week. The Division still has a few months.
Well, let's hope that they took all of their good people at Ubisoft and put them on Far Cry instead of fucking Assassin's Creed.
My biggest concern is because Far Cry 3 is one of my favorite 360 games.
See, now the funny thing is, I've never even played it. I have it on my PC. So I have a controller. I have a cable to run it over to my TV. I was waiting until I got all of those things because I wanted to play it on my TV.
Far Cry 3 is amazing. That's, you know, I spent all the time to get 1,000 out of 1,000 on that game.
Uh-huh.
I reset the outposts so I could conquer them again. It was just a blast. In Far Cry Blood Dragon,
that was fucking insane. That was
amazing.
Hilarious. That was absolutely fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I got the 400 out of 400 on that as well.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to Far Cry 4. Like how Pappy has a raging boner for Dragon Age.
Yeah.
That's what I've got for Far Cry.
Interesting.
And I am incredibly worried.
Well, I guess is there an embargo on that too?
I don't know. I thought someone said it's similar, but
press A to bury your brother.
No, that's Activision.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Let me have this.
That'll be in the new Tony Hawk game next year.
Dude, listen, they announced that they're going to do a new Tony Hawk game next year, and part of me is excited because I haven't gotten a new skating game since Skate 3.
Yeah.
Because I'm not even going to... I'm going to pretend that Tony Hawk HD never existed.
Why?
We're not... No. however... I don't know if I'm actually going to be too excited for it because I went back and I tried playing a Tony Hawk game after playing Skate, and I played it for like 10 minutes and I'm like, this isn't Skate. I'm not interested.
Like, well, you're already biased going in.
But
I
gave it a shot. I really did. I'm like, I'm going to be optimistic. I'm like, I know it's a Tony Hawk game. I'm going to play it like a Tony Hawk game. I'm not going to think about Skate. And literally 10 minutes in, I'm like, I just want to play Skate. Like,
see, maybe, you're too focused on Skate.
Maybe they'll take some the good from Skate. You know,
I really hope they do. I hope they do. They haven't announced anything as far as what they're doing with it yet.
We know is Tony Hawk said that he's working with Activision on a new game.
Right. Which
that's all we know.
There's going to be a hardcore mode where you play at Tony Hawk's real age. So if you crash one time, you break your hip and this game over.
He still skates actively. He just put out a video like a month or two ago, and he's still fucking amazing.
He's still old.
No, I don't doubt that.
He's making an age joke, not a talent joke.
Okay, well, all right, whatever.
Hey, look on the bright side. This one probably won't have a plastic skateboard.
They already said that it's not going to.
Exactly. So they can only
go up. I just
imagine
them letting you digitize yourself using the Kinect so you can get yourself into the game.
If you've seen the NBA,
I haven't seen the NBA, which I actually kind of want to try that because I do like basketball. I used to play it in high school. But I don't know if you know this, but I was so hardcore into Tony Hawk back in the day that in Tony Hawk Underground, I actually uploaded my face onto the Activision servers and got my face onto my created character in Tony Hawk Underground. It looked horrendous, but I knew it was me, so I felt good.
But yeah, I'm not completely sure that they'll get the whole body scanning thing if 2K is having such a hard time with the face scanning on NBA 2K15.
How bad is it?
You've got to look them up. People were printing some of them out as Halloween masks. Because they look like monsters. Like, things just don't line up at all.
Interesting.
I'll see if I could pull... It kind of reminds me of...
Oh, my God. I pulled them up now. They're just amazing.
Yeah. It reminds me of some of the graphical issues happening with Unity, where it's just, like, eyes and teeth on the character.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God.
There's one of Ice-T, and they just slap blackface onto the front portion of the guy, and the rest of him is still, like... off tan.
Interesting.
It's amazing.
I can't wait to see this actually.
Oh my God.
I've heard that the game actually plays really well, though.
Oh, I'm sure it does. The 2K games are pretty good.
But don't scan your face. Holy
what
shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
They are amazing.
I'll see if I could find some more for you. They're hilariously terrible.
Oh my God.
One guy scanned without a jaw.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
That face just looks like bacon.
That's retarded. Okay, let's move on. So
Drive Club.
Drive Club. So you said we have an email?
We have two of them, but I was going to look up the Assassin's Creed faces.
Oh, but okay.
Never mind. I'll skip that.
Sorry.
Yeah, email.
Listen, we're already at an hour.
Email. I'm the one who's fallen asleep on the way here, and I got to drive an hour home, so I'm not too excited about driving home afterwards.
Yeah,
the important thing is that Miami's losing right now.
I have to be up early to go to the Scranton Bureau building to represent the video game store because we had someone shoplift up in the Scranton store, and we have them on camera.
Nice.
So I have to be up.
I originally thought we had two emails, but since one of the emails was from Zach, he obviously had to send a follow-up.
Oh,
so we
okay.
have
so,
three emails.
Oh, God, okay.
First one is from Randall.
Oh, cool.
Long-time listener.
Yep.
Still hasn't been a guest.
Work schedules, right?
He's a dickhead. Randall, you're a dickhead. Join our show.
That's not nice, Joe.
He's still a dickhead. Pappy, is Randall a dickhead?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
We still love
him. He's too nice. He's too nice. He's got to be one of those guys who has like dead hookers in his basement.
He's going to email back in, you found me out.
God damn it.
Anyway, he says, hey, two dudes, one podcast. Just got done listening to the One Ups episode. Yes, I'm behind as always. And Jesus Christ, it's about fucking time. I've been following the One Ups almost as long as Joe has, and their journey has been as unique as their music. All the members coming and going, all the style shifts, all the awesome. I definitely agree that one of the strongest parts of their makeup is their versatility. I love the old One Up mushrooms when they add a more rough cut ragtime sound to the jazz, pop, rock, and rhythm and blues sound of Volume 1 and 2. Intergalactic was a huge shift in tone, but one of the best things they've done so far as a band, I think. So much energy. That said, I'm very glad the group is going back towards the jazz and blues roots because the new album you played at the end of the podcast shows so much more refinement and subtlety over Volume 1 and 2. They've all grown as performers and arrangers, and you can hear it in every spooky track. I can't wait to grab a copy from them at MAGFest if they're a yes, no, maybe so going to MAGFest. Because I love getting my music, like you, Joe, from the source. In some sad news, Jesse and I were put on the wait list for the second year in a row for a vendor hall table at MAGFest, which I'm bummed about.
Yeah, I wish they would have got one.
I think they're still going, though, so yeah. That's good. Extremely disappointing is Beyond Mode 7, the book that Jesse came on to talk about, and that I have a story in. Was designed to sell at MAGFest. Now it may not get that opportunity. We may opt to bring some books with us anyway and do the old Blade Mode style of selling them.
Dude, you gotta.
But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Anyway, MAGFest is still a super huge blast, and I can't wait to hang out with you guys and Pappy.
Oh, snap.
And all the other awesome people that I get to see there every year. Onward to episode 100, boys. Randall.
So what we're going to do this year is, since I don't drink anymore, Randall's going to drink as much as I usually do to be the Pappy stand-in.
No. Jordan
probably die at like 1 o'clock Friday afternoon.
No, Jordan's coming this year, so she'll drink for you.
And she'll probably die around
4 o'clock
Friday
afternoon.
She puts
her arms up
in
celebration.
Yeah. She's excited for partying and stuff. She's literally drinking a beer right now. She drinks. See, that's the thing. She drinks for me, so now she'll drink for me and you.
So she's going
to
die
at
MAGFest.
I don't want to put that kind of
pressure on her. She's used to it.
Can her 80-pound frame handle alcohol for three people?
Yeah. I've watched her do it.
She just shakes her head with a huge grin on her face. You fucking know I can.
Yeah, she... Yep.
Oh, God.
Speaking of... So I have this game called Drunk Quest that I picked up at Comic-Con last year, and since I no longer have a need to play it, I'm going to be bringing it to MAG, and I'll just give it to somebody, whoever enjoys it the most.
What is it?
It's like a card D&D game, but to defeat enemies, you have to take sips.
Oh, God. I don't like that idea.
Rid of that, Pabby.
I don't like that idea. That's a bad idea.
So email number two.
I killed two people last year with it, so I still feel bad about it.
So email number two.
Email number two.
Is from Zach. Part one, I guess. Following my Australian holiday, I'm catching up on the last three episodes, One-Ups, Halloween, and Retro Rambling. This email covers the first two, but really just the second. Another email may come through later for the third. We'll see. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. There's a third email.
One-Ups episode, not much to say here, was a fun chat. It went really long. Solid end show music. Yeah, we played a whole album. Of course it was solid.
Damn.
Halloween episode. Holy fuck, Chris. I forgot all about Candy Stan.
Yes!
My friends and
I'm so excited. I'm so glad somebody else told me about Candy Stan. Yes!
My friends and I played the shit out of the Lifesavers golfing game in my high school computer lab. Yes. You are not alone, sir. Played the shit out of it.
I'm so glad.
Also, I started this email before you said to email in about it. Hashtag YoLaft.
YoLaft. Hashtag Candy Stan. Hashtag YoLaft.
He gets a little personal with us on this one.
I'm excited.
He gets to feel our feelings. I 100% expected to finish all of my Street Pass puzzles at PAX Australia.
Yep.
But for some reason, fucking nobody has the Chibi Robo or Rusty's Real Deal pieces. As such, I was able to complete like 12 or 13 other puzzles, but still have a couple pieces left for both of them. Then I get home, and hey, look, a new Pikmin puzzle. Fuck. Which, yeah, that was my thoughts, too, because that happened the day we recorded the episode and talked about the Sonic one.
No, it was the Fantasy Life. It's Fantasy Life and then Pikmin.
But there's a Sonic one coming as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they announced it. Yeah.
We didn't even mention the Pikmin one.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Because I know we mentioned the Pikmin movies.
Which, did you bring yours?
Yes.
Good, because I have a lot of pieces for you.
The good thing, at least, is that it doesn't have any pink pieces, thankfully. So I can potentially just complete it with my play coins instead of a street passing, because I'm apparently one of a half dozen 3DS owners in the entirety of New Zealand. Like, I take my 3DS everywhere I go, and I'm lucky to get one street pass every month or two. Even after visiting the local EB Games and electronics stores, it's bullshit.
That's because they
don't
take
the same problem Chris does, where he just doesn't pick up.
No. Street passes. See, the problem is it might be that, but it's also the fact that if they don't clear their street passes, then you don't street pass with them.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of lazy fucks that are like, oh, I'm going to get all the street passes, but then they never clear them. So then they're like, oh, I only got 10. What the fuck? Like,
because you only ever get 10.
Yeah.
I just want to say how jealous I am that they still have EB there.
Right.
Because GameStop could suck a dick anymore.
Yes, they can.
I really loved Parasite Eve 1, and after beating it like 7 or 8 years ago, I went out and bought Parasite Eve 2, both on the original PlayStation and both on PlayStation Network for like $6 or $10.
That's not bad.
Dang.
I got between 30 minutes and an hour into it and gave up because the controls and combat were so different from Parasite Eve 1, and I hated it. Maybe if I tried it now, I wouldn't be used to the original game's controls, and it would be all right. But that initial impression has always stuck with me, and I never went back to it. Oh, I burped.
God.
I never played the second one, but I loved the first.
I have nothing to say.
Yeah. with regards to Fatal Frame, much like Operation Rainfall and other such fan movements, there's a movement for Nintendo to localize the recent Fatal Frame games called Operation Zero. They're on Facebook and Twitter. Give them a look sometime and throw them some support if you really want the games to come to North America. There was also a campaign for Fatal Frame 4 on the Wii, and we never got that. It went to the point where they fan-translated the game. People out there, it was originally designed to put on an SD card, and you had to have a legit copy of the game and the SD card, and it would translate the game based on the card, but thankfully people out there just patched the game.
Cool.
Which is how most people play it.
Right.
But I don't have high hopes for Fatal Frame coming here. Just because America are third class citizens to Nintendo.
It's
because we're stupid and we'll buy anything.
Yeah.
It's apparently Joe said it's because we bombed them.
Yeah. So they don't release good games here.
Yeah.
Or collector's editions.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you want to, Joe, if you ever have the chance to go to Japan and just walk into a Toys R Us there, you would probably have to stop and cream your pants.
I wouldn't have to walk in.
He could probably just walk past. to be honest,
just my gamer radar would just explode.
I've been thinking about trying to attempt to make a trip there eventually. Just because I feel like all I would have to do is just walk around there with a sign that says well, I wouldn't even have to, it doesn't even have to say I'm American, because they'll know by the height. But I just want to say, I want to wear a sign that just says, I'm a drummer, hire me. And someone will hire me. Like,
you'll be in Baby Metal 4.0.
Dude, I would absolutely play in Baby Metal. Wouldn't even hesitate.
I know you would.
I would.
He's got a message for you now. Chris, I've got House of the Dead 2 and 3 for Wii, and you really, really don't need the Zapper attachment for it to feel like the arcade. I use my Wiimotes, and it's just fine.
I want to hold it like a gun.
The trigger being on the bottom of the Wiimote gives it the gun feel, and just like the arcade, you shoot off screen to reload. It's great fun, and while I appreciate that the Zapper peripheral gives a better look, it still feels pretty bang on to the arcade version to me. Just saying. So give it a shot.
But I want it to feel like a guy.
He said it does.
All right,
shut
the
fuck up and play it.
Maybe I'll just get a paper towel roll or something and just tape it onto the bottom of it so that I can hold that and then just use the trigger.
Bend it down.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that.
I'm legit glad you guys talked about how long it takes you to poop. I'll take 5-7 minutes, and my wife thinks I take so long and can't understand why it takes me so long. Personally, I feel she's just a super efficient pooper compared to the norm. So, yeah, video games.
Yeah, I'm glad he said that.
I know. I really wish we could have worked out the horror game movie reviews from Pappy for your old site.
So do I.
I was so excited for it. But,
yeah.
Someone.
But on the plus side, I write for Drunk Monkeys, which you can go to anytime you want.
Yep.
You should tell Drunk Monkeys to start up a game section.
Yeah.
I could offer it. I do need to stay busier during the week.
Yeah. So I'd be happy to get to writing some news again.
Yeah.
Maybe some reviews.
Yeah.
I'll bring it up with the boss man.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That would work.
Meh. Go Pappy, sobriety, woo woo. High fives all around.
Yeah.
Yay.
I like how you're here for this.
High five your iPad. Yay.
Yeah, I like how I'm here for this too.
There you go. Can I high five your iPad?
Yay. Double high five. So fucking stupid.
It's going to sound amazing.
I know. Well, at least it didn't peak it.
No, it shouldn't. I've got compressors galore. It'll be fine. All right.
Okay. Zach email number 2 that says Street Pass puzzles and other shit. Now catching up with episode 91 and all that yummy Nintendo news. Oh, this is the one where we talked about the Sonic.
The Sonic one.
Majora's Mask is like the only 3D Zelda game I've had a hard time getting into, but I'm looking forward to giving it a more solid attempt on the 3DS. Pretty pumped for that release. The amiibo figures will not only net you random items in Hyrule Warriors, but they will also unlock Mii racing outfits in Mario Kart 8.
Son of a bitch.
We did mention that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, because I said I want to drive around as Pikachu.
That's right.
So you could have racing suits for your Mii based off of Captain Falcon, Donkey Kong, Pit, and all the others. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also, since that direct has been confirmed that Zelda Sheik and Toon Link amiibos will have special functionality in Hyrule Warriors, and supposedly Toon Link will also do more in Mario Kart. With the Link character now available, top 2 guesses are that Toon Link will unlock an alternate skin for the Link Racer, or even bring us a King of Red Lions kart. I think both of those would be pretty sweet. I think it'd be cool to have Toon Link running around in Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah.
I'd be pumped for that. When the fucking Pikmin short movie puzzles were released, I thought there was only one. Then I got a pass yesterday, and this person had pieces from 2 puzzles that I apparently didn't have any pieces from. As I keep well on top of 3DS updates and notifications, it was baffling that there would be any puzzles at all that I didn't have at least the first freebie piece from. So yeah, I grabbed one of the unknown pieces only to find out it's for another Pikmin short movie puzzle.
There's another one?
Uh-huh.
Motherfucker.
There's another one?
I like it when you guys are sad.
Oh, no.
Motherfucker.
What the fuck, man?
So, yeah, it turns out there are three of those fuckers, but you only
get three of them? Oh, my fucking God.
He said two puzzles. One of them might have been Fantasy Life.
Oh, my God.
Or something else. God, please don't be three Pikmin puzzles.
I swear to God, if there's three Pikmin puzzles, I'm going to cry.
Talk about a pain in the ass. With regards to buy two, get one coupon. Oh, here. Getting feedback.
Okay.
It's difficult for me to suggest any games because I haven't actually played the Xbox One yet, aside from Advance. Although, from a conversation we had earlier, he's apparently getting one soon. So...
he's getting one?
Allegedly. That said, it's Friday as I type this, and on Saturday I will be getting a bundle over here that's
a bundle.
The white Xbox One with a digital code for Sunset Overdrive, plus disc copies of Halo and The Evil Within. That's a cool-ass bundle.
Yeah, that's cool.
I've heard lots of unfortunate things about Halo being pretty broken, but even so, I'm pretty pumped over that bundle of three games, six if you count each Halo separately. I still think the Halo problems will be resolved.
They will. I mean,
it's a matter of time.
I don't think it's a drive club.
This is Microsoft's holiday moneymaker. They need to make it work.
Right.
Yeah, they actually give a shit about getting their games to work.
Right. I mean, to be fair, this is...
they need to.
2 days? 2 days after release?
Yeah.
Not even that we're recording this?
It came out Tuesday.
So two days.
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
So Friday.
This is the Microsoft Studios release for the holidays.
Not to mention the fact that they're probably getting a hug of death on all of their servers. So,
yeah, especially with all the new purchasers coming in with the Sunset Overdrive bundle,
and
which is
Assassin's
like
Creed
completely sold out here. The Assassin's Creed bundles are going nuts because the Sunset Overdrive.
That's the literally the only reason why I picked up the Assassin's Creed one was because I couldn't get the Sunset Overdrive one.
Yeah, and then a lot of people picked up the Call of Duty one as well because that console looks badass.
And the bigger hard drive.
Yeah, the terabyte.
Yeah.
Which I still don't think was worth the extra $100, but whatever.
No, because you could just get, like we already talked about earlier, you could just pick up...
external.
Yep.
Yeah, which we're both doing come Black Friday, Chris.
Hopefully. If I have money.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hopefully. Well, yeah.
Because I still want to pick up... like, I think the only thing that I'm probably going to end up spending money on for myself is Shadows of Mordor, because it's cheap.
Yeah. I'll give you guys a tip. This is what I've done with my external. All the games are on the external. All my apps are on the internal.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you move them once you...
yes.
Hook them? All right, cool. Yeah, I'll just do that shit.
Yeah, you just go to manage the game and then move all to wherever. And then you can change it so that your external is your primary drive that everything downloads to.
Cool. Yeah.
So I have that, and when I download a new app, I just move it to the internal.
That makes sense.
Anyway, he continues on, I'm getting pretty frustrated with games with gold. When I first moved over to New Zealand, the fact that I was in New Zealand didn't seem to matter. I was still using my US Xbox Live account, so all the US deals still applied to me. Even now, they all show up in the menus, but I couldn't download Halo Reach a few months back because the deal isn't available in my region. Same thing happened with Viva Pinata. Then sales like Fallout New Vegas for $5 or the Tales of deals from a few months back are also are in the incorrect region, so no go. But again, it's not all the time. It just seems to be the case with the games I actually want. Stupid regional shit. You're the one who moved there, so suck it.
Oh, harsh. Super harsh. Are you jelly?
That he lives there?
Yeah.
No.
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 I'm sure it looks better than here.
I wouldn't mind visiting to see the area.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'd probably want to go to Japan first. Or no, I would want to go to Holland first to see my buddy Frankie.
I would definitely want to go to Japan first.
By the way, I missed Frankie's birthday on like the 5th, and I wished him a happy birthday late. So I tell him I'm a piece of shit, and he's like, but you're my favorite piece of shit.
Aww.
So I want to take this moment. Frankie, diggy diss, disposer. I love you, buddy.
I'm sure he heard it.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
I know you don't listen to my podcast.
It's cool. It's all good.
He's too busy being awesome. So it's okay.
He is awesome. Let's talk about what I'm playing. Over my holiday, I got back into Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy, almost have all the characters at last, and maxed out my Rhythmia. Joe, have you played Curtain Call? No, I haven't, unfortunately. If you have, what are your thoughts? I don't have any because I unfortunately haven't played it. I love the original Theater Rhythm, so I'm sure I will love the new one just as much. Just haven't got to it because there's too much shit to play.
Too much to play.
Way too much. Other than that, I've still been on Smash 3DS and still can't get enough of Hyrule Warriors. I can see why people would tire of it, but man, I just love it so much. Oh, and Joe, you'll be pleased to know I've started my first playthrough of Final Fantasy VI. Nice. I'm not very far yet, but enjoying the first hour. Oh, and I procured the two new Assassin's Creed games to review, and I'm covering Rogue. It is literally my first time playing any Assassin's Creed game, so it should be an interesting review. Also, we'll be getting Lego Batman 3 to review in the next week or so. It doesn't release until the 28th over there. Plus, like I said above, by the time you read this, I will have Halo, Sunset Overdrive, and The Evil Within. And also, by the time you read this, Smash on Wii U should have just come out, so I will effectively be ignoring everything else.
Oh my god, when does that come out?
21st. So not this Friday, next Friday.
Because I still have mine paid off. I didn't take the pre-order off.
Yeah, so next Friday.
I have to register mine on Club Nintendo.
Yeah, you do.
I still haven't registered my 3DS version.
Chop, chop, fucker.
Yeah.
It's like you guys kept saying in episode 91. There are entirely too many exciting quality titles out right now, which is great since it's the first time in 3 years there are no new consoles over the holidays, except that New Zealand gets the new 3DS down there.
You fuckers.
Cocksucking. See, that's why I don't want to be there, because I would murder Zach.
With a 3DS.
Yes. By the way, did you see the two new 2DSs coming out here?
No.
Same day as Pokemon's. They're going to be like clear, see-through, red and blue.
No.
Yeah. Red and blue, the see-through plastic.
No.
But they're the 2DSs.
I don't... Dude, honestly, is it weird? Is it weird that part of me almost wants a 2DS, like...
Yeah, it's weird.
To replace my 3DS?
Don't
is that
it.
Weird?
Dude, the 2DS is so small.
It feels good, though.
But it's the screens are so tiny.
That's where I'm, like, hesitant. It feels so good, though. Feels good, man.
P.S. Chris, have you ever played Path of Exile? If not, we should play together sometime. It's a free-to-play, not pay-to-win.
I'm familiar with Path of Exile.
Dungeon crawler, heavily inspired by the Diablo series. And I need to work on learning the game, and it would be great to play with someone who enjoys the genre. Cheers, dudes. Hope you're glad to have me back with my mammoth emails.
Okay, so here's my view on Path of Exile. Path of Exile plays like Diablo 2, which makes me like it. What I don't like about it is the pacing is really not good. The monster density is not that good. I like the loot system, but I hate the skill system. The skill system essentially, like, instead of having like a skill tree that you branch off of and you go like, oh, I'm going to learn this and then I'll learn that and then that, you know what I mean? They're runes. So essentially you have to wait for an item to drop so that you can teach yourself a new skill, and you can only use that skill if the rune is socketed into something. So I don't like that system at all. I do really love the attribute tree. It's fucking huge. I don't know if you've actually seen it before.
Me? No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I wonder if I could pull it up for you.
Don't care enough.
Dude, it's impressive regardless of what kind of games that you're into.
So is my wiener.
No, dude, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, mine's not. I was lying.
So, let's see here. Yeah, this is the skill tree.
Okay, yeah, that's huge. Not that our listeners will know what the hell we're talking about.
Like, that's the skill tree. Okay.
Okay.
But the thing is it's not like I said, it's all just it's attributes. It's not, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm going to learn how to do this attack or I'm going to learn how to do that. Like it's just it's all attributes. So, I don't like the skill system. It looks great. It really does. But I just, you know what? Maybe I'll have to give it another shot. But to me, I've just, you know, Diablo defined that genre for me. And Diablo is readily available to me. I enjoy the lore. I enjoy the skills. I enjoy the characters. For me, Diablo is that game for me. There are a lot of action RPGs that are out there. There was another one that just got announced like yesterday or the day before that it might have actually been today that I watched the trailer for it. I forget the fucking name of it, but you know, I've seen a lot of action RPGs like Torchlight. I enjoyed Torchlight, but it was a little different. Every single time I play an action RPG, it just makes me want to go back to Diablo.
You know, so it would solve this entire issue.
What?
Since Mr. Zach is getting an Xbox One.
If you're getting an Xbox One, you should just get Diablo, and I will teach you how to enjoy Diablo to its fullest extent.
No, you'll teach him how to speedrun everything and not explore.
No. The only reason
that's all
why
I've learned from you so far.
Listen, the only reason why I speed ran everything on the console is because I already have a level 70 of everything, every character on normal and on hardcore on PC, and a lot of time into them.
Yeah, but when the three of us were playing.
I did my exploring before,
and a lot of time on your hands.
I did. I did my exploring before. My main goal was to get at least one character up so I could start doing the work that I need to do to get to the point that I would be happy and content.
I'm just saying. Like,
so you're saying you'll be calmer next time we play?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I will.
I'm just saying, the four of us, us three and Zach, that's a four-man wrecking crew right there.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah. So Zach, the burbler.
You might want to just get on that Diablo, man. Get on that Diablo train.
Just pick it up digital, too.
Patch 2.1.2 is going to be going on the PTR for PC within the month, I believe.
No idea what that meant.
The new patch that they were talking about at BlizzCon, where
I don't
it has
know
like the
PTR
new
is.
Public test realm. Mm-hmm. So it's like the new goblins that I talked about, like the new, that stuff is going to be, I guess like baited, like beta.
Yeah.
You can beta test it on the PTR.
Okay.
Before they actually do the full release. And I'm very curious because it's a minor patch. I'm curious to see how long it's going to take for it to get the console. Let's find out.
I don't know. We'll see.
Let's find out.
Yep.
Pokemon, we mentioned that a little bit earlier. Pokemon trading card game hit the virtual console on 3DS today.
Oh, damn.
And virtual console on the Wii U just saw Mario Kart Super Circuit from the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, damn.
So today was a busy day for virtual consoles.
Well, the DLC came out too, right?
Yeah, the Mario Kart DLC. Have you played it yet?
I don't have it.
I thought you picked it up.
I want to. There's just so much stuff, man. Like, I don't know.
There's too many things.
There's too many things.
A little bit of other Nintendo news. Smash Brothers for the 3DS is the 10th game to hit 1 million sales on the system.
Surprise.
Jesus. Another massive shocker is that the other 9 games are all first-party Nintendo.
Shocker.
It's not really a shocker, no.
Dude, it's a huge surprise. Mario Kart 7, Mario 3D Land, New Super Mario Bros. 2, Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D, Zelda Link Between Worlds, Smash Brothers, Animal Crossing, Luigi's Mansion, and Pokemon's X and Y.
I think that's why Nintendo's always been so much more open to third-party publishers, because they're no threat.
Yeah.
I suppose.
It's like, sure, you want to make 500 different versions of some fucking shitty game? By all means, because I'm going to make a Mario game and sell more copies.
Yep.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yep. I guess that's how that works. Anything else in the email?
No, that was the emails.
Okay. So, quickly, because we're already at an hour and a half. Joe, what are you playing?
I'm playing everything. The biggest thing I've been playing is I went back to Shadows of Mordor, mm-hmm. and I've just been murdering everything.
I want to play it so bad. So bad.
Is it sad that I've put over like 14 hours into the game and I'm not even at like 30%?
No, the game is made that way. I'm excited to go into that game and just fuck around.
Yeah, that's basically what I've done.
Yeah,
you have to in the beginning. You will not succeed at anything for the first 3 or 4 hours.
Although I am incredibly, incredibly bummed because one of my orcs is unkillable.
Oh no.
It is immune to ranged, immune to stealth, and immune to combat attacks. So, the only thing I could do is hope to lure it somewhere where there's an explosive barrel and hope it kills him.
That's hysterical.
His only weakness is he's scared of fire.
Jesus.
Interesting.
I don't know what to do about it.
That's
fireball, fireball, fireball.
I
magic missile.
I paid to get the flame arrows. And I shot one at him, and he's immune to ranged, so it still did nothing.
That's hysterical.
Yeah,
that is great.
Don't know what the hell to do.
I don't know. Well, I haven't played the game, so I don't know what to tell you. Did you?
I'll ask. I got two coworkers that already beat the thing. I'll ask them.
There you go. Anything else?
Assassin's Creed, Diablo.
Did you pick up Lords of the Fallen?
Yes.
Did you play that yet at all?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I talked about that on the show before. It's pretty much Dark Souls, but not as brutal.
Because I kind of want that, too.
It's still tough, but it's not as insanely brutal.
That's good.
So what have you been playing?
Assassin's Creed.
And Diablo.
And a little bit of Diablo, yeah.
Pappy? Never mind.
Literally as
right as I
soon
ask
as
him.
You ask him. That's when
right when I
drop.
Ask him.
Perfect. That's hysterical.
Let's try this again.
Yeah. I also picked up.
Are you back?
It's not coming through.
Try talking again.
How about now?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay, so Pappy, what have you been playing?
With my balls.
Click. No.
The same things you have, really, nice. Because I've. Every time I've gamed in the last week, I've gamed with you.
Oh,
yay!
Cool. Also,
I'm just keeping my skills up until Dragon Age.
Yeah, I may have to seriously consider that EA pass.
Yeah, I would definitely do it.
I mean, if it's just $5, give it a try for the month and see what you think.
That's
you
know? What I'm thinking.
I didn't even bother giving it a try. I'm just like, I know I'm going to get my money's worth
see,
out of
it. Yeah, and that's the thing. For a year, for $30, like with
dude,
how many games
if,
you
if
get.
If you
like,
did it just for Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare, it's worth it.
You know, I was thinking
if you
about
did
that
it
too.
Just for Battlefield or just for Need for Speed, it's worth it.
Yeah. Because at least cause there's Madden. Is there any what other
Madden, FIFA?
Any other sports games?
Not yet.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to give NBA Live 14 because of how bad it was.
What about NHL?
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see.
I still think UFC's coming next.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
Cuz that looked really fun. That looked cool. All right. Well, I'll consider it. We'll see what happens.
Do it, and then Pappy could do it, and then we'll play Garden Warfare together.
Yeah, that could be fun, actually.
Oh, my God, that game is so fun.
He's been trying to get me to buy that game for a year and a half now.
Because you should.
I was looking at it, because it's...
Dude, it's $30 for the year.
Yeah.
It was only $40 when it came out, so yeah. It's not like it's an expensive game.
That's why I was kind of thinking about it because it was a cheaper game.
I'm sure you could find it new for $30 now, or you could just get EA Access for $30.
Yeah, but then after that year,
if you're not playing it anymore, who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's
or
true.
Just pay another $30 for another year.
Nobody gives a shit.
And keep enjoying whatever games come out.
I think it. You know what? It does make sense, man. Because most of those games you're really not gonna want to play after a year.
Yeah.
There's going to be more than enough stuff on the console out by then.
Mm-hmm.
Especially even with just the holiday season.
Plus
like,
Peggle 2's included, and that's fucking Peggle.
Oh, fucking Peggle 2's in it? Yeah, yeah. I'm down.
Well, you sold them.
Yeah, that was one of the launch EA Access games. There was a little bit more Nintendo news. I looked this up quick. The third set of Amiibo have been announced.
Oh, no.
Yes. They're looking to come next year. Lucario, Rosalina, Bowser, Toon Link, Sheik, Ike, Meta Knight, King Dedede, Sonic, Mega Man, and then as from what I hear, a GameStop exclusive, Shulk.
Ooh.
Xenoblade. Shulk is getting a figure before Ness. So I think they're going to actually stand behind Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Is it weird that I really want the King Dedede one?
I'm probably going to get the
ones
Shulk
that,
one.
Out of all the ones that you mentioned, I'm like, ooh, King Dedede.
Yeah.
Or Bowser, maybe. Bowser's fucking cool.
I'm definitely interested in Shulk.
That could be interesting. All right. Music?
Pap or Pappy, do you have anything else to add?
I think he's dead.
No.
I don't know.
I think the call's still going.
Maybe he just lost his mind.
No, maybe.
Or he's muted, or I don't know.
Trying to see if he's back on just handset or something.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, fuck you, Pappy.